And welcome now to the midday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there's, well, music in the air, as there usually is during the midday, but a couple of other things to call your attention to in particular. There's one of these summer seasons that are such an important part of life in Wisconsin at this time of year. The Willie Street Chamber Players is going to be giving a series of concerts from July 8th, which is this Friday. They go through July 29th at one time or another. And we have a couple of reps here and members of the Willie Street Chamber Players, and they are Paranamir Nazari and Rachel Hauser. And welcome back to the midday.
Hi, Norm.
Thanks for having us.
It's great having you all perform for the 25th anniversary of the midday. So now you have your hands full here with concerts on July. That's every week, isn't it? July 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th.
Yep, every week starting Friday.
And starting Friday, which is day after tomorrow, Souvenir of Florence. And it's two works on there. One is by Shaw, and it's not George Bernard either, although he was multi-talented. But who is this Shaw?
We're playing Entr'acte by Caroline Shaw, and she is actually our age, and she actually won a Pulitzer Prize in 2013 for her piece Partita for Eight Voices, and that's pretty much what turned us on to her. Entr'acte is like this 12-minute, one-movement work that she has based off of a minuet and trio, but, you know, pushes the limits of minuet and trio. And it's been super rewarding working on it. Her musical language is super human and very imaginative, and it's very vocal, too.
She's a skilled violinist, so as a string player, it's always lovely to play music that's written by someone who knows how to play the instruments, because you can tell in the writing that they know what you need to do.
Surprising how often that doesn't happen in music history. Stories are legion. Souvenir of Florence is a work by Tchaikovsky, which we were talking about this a little bit before we went on the air, Rachel. There are various stories as to where this whole thing came from, the title in particular.
Yeah, I always like to try and do a little bit of research on what I'm going to talk about when I come on and talk to you. And this was one of those moments where, as I was learning about the story, some people were telling the story that he had written this as a dedication to the St. Petersburg Chamber Orchestra or Music Society because he was excited that they had let him become a member. Other people say it was dedicated to his benefactress because she wasn't feeling well. that it was universally, people think it had to do with the fact that he wrote one of the major themes while he was traveling in Florence, Italy at the time. But
I'll buy that one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good one. But I mean, we just kind of have to pick our favorite of these stories and figure out what the piece is for. But it's a wonderful piece. It's incredibly emotional. It's like the 90210 of classical music. I mean, he's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So and it's a lot of fun to play. And we have Suzanne Bea coming to play with us, and she's been fantastic.
Sure. Nice to have an extra virtuoso violinist in the crowd for the Souvenir of Florence. We can hear a little part of that, a movement from that, as performed by the Raphael Ensemble, which is also a sextet, though you hear this performed in various size groups, so from string quartet, I think, all the way up to chamber orchestra. But this is the finale to give you some idea of what you can look forward to if you attend this concert Friday night, July 8th at 6. And that concert is going to be at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Spate Street in Madison. Here's the finale of Tchaikovsky's Souvenir of Florence. I could see you getting excited to play that just from hearing that. It is an exciting piece. Souvenir of Florence, that was the final movement of that work by Tchaikovsky. One of two works on Friday night's concert by the Willie Street Chamber Players with violinist Suzanne Bia added to the ensemble. Also on the work, Entr'acte for String Quartet by Carolyn Shaw. And that's just the first of 4-week concert series of the Willie Street Chamber Players. Are you going to be playing it that fast?
Maybe a little faster.
A little faster. You just have to be there to find out. But in any event, you're saying that a person attending this concert would be able to, on Friday at 6, would be able to get over to the Handel Aria competition by the time that starts.
Yeah, the program runs about an hour long, and we're going to do our best to try to accommodate those
wanting to take advantage of all of Madison's amazing arts activities this Friday.
That's very accommodating of you. And WillieStreetChamberPlayers.org is the place to find out more. This is your second season.
Yep.
Yeah, you just kind of like burst onto the scene, like a phenomenon there. So thanks for coming in and touching bases with us, Rachel Hauser and Parana Mirazari.
Thank you, Noah.